What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use. In our last program, we told you about distribution of property of persons who die intestate, that is, without leaving a will. Simply put, you would have no say in how your property is to be divided. The law sets out how this should be done. But if you'd prefer to have a say in who gets what when you die, it's best to make a will. We'll tell you how on this edition of You and the Law. Before we get into how to go about writing a will, let's be clear on the definition. Here's attorney at law and mediator Calicia Findlay.
A will is any document in writing where the person making the will provides for the distribution and the administration of their estate after death. And that is important. A will only takes effect after death.
In addition to being in writing, your will must bear your signature as well as the signatures of two witnesses.
The witnesses need to sign in the presence of the person making the will, and the person also needs to sign in the presence of the witnesses.
Anyone over 18 can sign as a witness to your will, the exceptions being beneficiaries.
So if you leave something in your will to your daughter cannot be a witness and your daughter's husband cannot be a witness. Because if that is the case, then the gift to them will be void. It will fail completely.
You should also name two executors in your will. These are the persons you entrust with the task of carrying out your wishes in terms of how your assets will be divided. Choose your executors carefully.
People have to be very careful who they choose as their executors, because the executors have a lot of power. The executors essentially step into your shoes when you die, and they can do whatever they want with your property. So it's best to make sure that you trust the executors. I always tell my clients, at least make one of the executors one of your beneficiaries also, because a lot of times when you are a beneficiary, you have more interest in carrying out the wishes of the testator. By the way, the testator is the person who makes the will, the deceased.
Setting out the actual document that will serve as your will is the easy part.
A will can be on any piece of paper. You can tear out an exercise book leaf, can get a piece of paper anywhere. It doesn't have to be in any specific format. You can go to the bookstore, you can buy a will form. You can always go to an attorney and have an attorney make one for you.
Deciding who will get what may be the harder part, but the important thing is that you will be exercising control over who will benefit from your property when you die.
If you don't make a will, the law, the government says what will happen to your property. And a lot of us out there don't want that. You know, you might be in a relationship with someone. On paper, you might be married, but for all intents and purposes, the relationship has broken down. If you die without a will, most of your property can go to your spouse, and you may not want that. You may want it to go to some relative, some child you adopted, something like that. Another thing, too, people always say, well, I don't have anything. Why should I make a will? You just never know what can happen. What if you don't have a lot of money in the bank? Well, let us say a car hits you down and you die. Your estate would be entitled to a lot of money. And if you don't make a will, the law will say who your property should go to. So it cannot hurt you. All you just have to be over 18 to make a will. Make a will. You have absolutely nothing to lose by making a will.
Attorney at law and mediator Calicia Findlay. Making your will is easy, something you can do without professional help, but it's always best to seek the advice of an attorney to ensure all the necessary bases are covered. That's it for this edition of You and the Law. Thanks for your company, and do come back next week. Don't forget to visit jis.gov.jm for more information, and you can also keep up with the JIS on Facebook and Twitter, or email us at radio@jis.gov.jm. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Lorraine Mendez. Take care.
Jamaicans from all walks of life.
We must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
To that, to that, to that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow. Ease up on the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must. Hey.
Ease up on the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.